Good morning. Our study on student perceptions of their university's organizational response to sexual assault and violence, and we don't have anything to disclose. Fisher, Collin, and Turner reported that between 20 to 25% of women experience sexual victimization during their college careers, and freshmen and sophomore women are at greater risk for victimization. One study reported that students living in sorority houses and on campus dormitories were more likely to be raped than students living off campus. So if you've been paying attention to the recent media, you can see that there's a lot of violence that are happening on college campuses. And despite campus violence prevention programs, few college women report sexual assault to campus or local authorities or sought health care or mental health services on campus. When violence is not reported, the physical and mental health needs of victims go unmet, presenting an undue burden on individuals and society. And although most of our universities have instituted education programs about intimate partner violence and enforce student conduct rules through their student judicial systems, students and administrators have different opinions on the usefulness of those policies. Administrators believe the sanctions commonly used in college judicial systems hold students accountable, but victims and advocates say the punishment rarely fits the crime. So our proposed study used exploratory design to examine college men and women's perceptions of the organizational culture's response to sexual assault and violence. This is a descriptive correlational study based on data gathered at three universities, a private one, a historically black one, and a state university. Two of the three universities used email to survey the students, and one used paper and pencil. And human subjects approval was obtained for all of the campuses. For this presentation, there are four questions that guide it. The first one is, have you ever attended a campus educational program on dating violence? And have you ever attended a campus educational program on rape or sexual assault? And will you please rate your estimation of the overall student perception of the administrator's stance regarding sexual assault on campus on a scale from 1 to 5, where 1 means zero tolerance for sexual assault on campus, and 5 means zero recognition of the problem. And the last question is, will you go to health services on campus related to sexual assault? And this is the characteristics of our sample. The majority of our sample are female. Most of them are undergraduate students, and most of them are Caucasian. And when you look at, have you attended a campus education program on dating violence by gender, this is statistically significant. Women have slightly attended more programs than male students, but as you can see, the majority of students haven't attended any of those kinds of educational programs. And when you look at it by race, again, this is statistically significant. African American and Latino students are slightly more likely to have attended an educational program. But again, the vast majority of the students haven't attended a educational program on dating violence on their campus. And then when you look at, have you attended a sexual assault educational program by gender, women still are more a little bit more likely to attend such a program, but the majority of the students have not attended a program on campus. And then when you look at it by race, African American and Latino students are again more likely to have attended a program than their counterparts, but the vast majority of students haven't attended an educational program on their campus on rape or sexual assault. And then would you go to the health service on campus related to sexual assault by race? It wasn't statistically significant for gender. And you can see that a greater number of students are reporting that they either would not seek help at their health services or they were unsure that they would seek help at their health services. African American and Latino students were much more likely to say that they would seek care at their health services. And this slide looks at students' perception of the university climate regarding sexual assault by gender. And you can see that male students are more likely to say that their campuses have zero tolerance regarding sexual assault. And female students feel it slightly less likely. And when you look at towards the 4 and 5, which is zero recognition, a good percentage of the students still feel like their university climate is leaning towards zero recognition of sexual assault. And then when you look at it by race, the African American students have a higher percentage of them believe that their campuses have zero tolerance. And I looked at this question by the different campuses, and the historically black university was the one that had those students felt that their campus had a higher zero tolerance for sexual assault. But you can see that students feel that their campuses are really tolerating that kind of behavior. Although all of the campuses offer educational programs on dating violence and sexual assault, only a minority of the students attend those educational programs. On our campus, we make, especially for incoming students, we have modules that they do on drinking and other kinds of behaviors, and students have to go through the module before they can register for classes. But we haven't put the same kind of emphasis for these other kinds of behaviors. And those of us on campus who have faculty and staff positions, every year we have to go through a series of modules, and one of them is violence in the workplace. And we are constantly reminded, and if you still ignore, and it's an automatic computerized program, and unfortunately it's the same one every year, so once you're like upset that you have to read the same information over and over again, but if you don't, if you still keep ignoring the emails, you get a call and told to complete the module. And if we could do that for faculty and staff, we could do the same thing for students who are busy and who may not be able to attend an in-class presentation. Most of the students believe that the university campus and their administrators were tolerant of sexual assault on campus. And I don't know how many of you have been following in the media, but the last few weeks, the New York Times has had several articles about how students are finding different ways to try to make administrators aware of their complaints about sexual assault on campus. I mean, in the late 70s and 80s, women used to write men's names in the bathroom walls to alert other women about who on campus were participating in such behavior. And now on several campuses, women have gone to blogging and listing the names of men who are participating in that behavior because they're unable to get the campus to make to do anything. So that the women, many of them have to leave school for their safety, and the men can continue on and graduate. These findings suggest that universities must make dating violence and sexual assault education programs mandatory. We make it mandatory for athletes. We need to make it mandatory for the rest of the students on campus. And campuses must redesign their health centers with student input to make them more user-friendly for students who experience sexual assault. And in addition, campus administration must work with students to create a climate where sexual assault is not tolerated.